Blog Talk Radio.
People, it's Friday, bitches. June 7, 2013, 11 p.m. Your man Beach Bun Gun on the off ramp with my man MX Your Money. If you feel free, you got something to say, call in 646-915-8680. Man, it's Friday, MX, what's popping in these streets?
What's good? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, man. What's popping this weekend, you know? Where the hood's at?
Don't know that. Answer to that question, man. Got a gallery I'm going to tomorrow. Partying.
What'd you say?
Going to a Black Charities gala tomorrow. Relate to life. Eternity. What's up?
You doing good people stuff, man. You doing real good stuff, man.
A lot of community service stuff going on.
Sounds good. I'll be at work.
Yeah, work.
What? Yeah, buddy. My Friday nights, so I'd be like, where the hell is that? Because I don't know either. You know? My Friday nights now consist of the radio show and taking my black ass to sleep. You know? What I love about being married, you get a lot of rest. My man, Mr. Righteous, is on the line. What's up, son?
What's going on?
Now, what's popping in these streets, yo? Where the hell is that?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Since none of us know that, that means we're on the street now. That's what really matters. We can get right into the topics. Any of y'all got something y'all want to rap about before I go in?
No, sir.
I got a couple of stuff, man, but I'll let you start first and see where it goes.
Nah, go ahead, because I know some days y'all be in and out with y'all work schedule, so I can always save my topics, man. You know, when I get y'all on, I like to hear what y'all got to say, man. What you got to rap about, B? We can go back and forth, yo, like Red and Meth.
Like Red and Meth all day.
Mr. Righteous could be Eric Sherman, yo.
Why could be Eric Sherman, yo?
Because he's small.
Okay, he's small. You always 5'2", yo.
Yo, AM Extra, DJ C Siren says, speak up, yo. Stop sounding like a girl, yo.
Yeah, shut up, man. She didn't say that, yeah. But, yeah, so, yeah, I mean, did y'all hear about the whole the whole secrecy stuff that was going on in the U.S. and the Congress and stuff, how the FBI and the National Security Agent has been tapping all the servers for some of the top internet companies? They've basically been extracting audio, video, photographs, and emails off of like Google, Apple, Yahoo, Microsoft, Skype, YouTube. So basically anything, Facebook, anytime like you search something, pull up a picture, they basically have been data mining all that stuff into a big ass database. Some secret thing called Prism is the code word. So I just want to see what y'all think about that, man. A lot of people are talking about, you know what I mean, like it's a right to privacy and stuff like that. And, you know, and it's funny because this came out the same time that it was kind of leaked about the government collecting phone records from Verizon. And so, like, it was like kind of like a 1-2 punch to the government, basically, about whole spying on individuals and would you give up, like, your rights to your liberty? Like, is there any time that you feel like it's acceptable for you to, you know what I mean, give up that kind of that right? Or is it even you giving up that right by them? Because they've been going through the proper channels with the FISA court and everything like that, but and judge has to sign off on them. But because that law from when we got attacked in 9/11 has been so broad, like, they've been able to, it's no real clear definition of how far they can go. So they basically been doing, you know what I mean, all this stuff underneath that, like, you know what I mean, the law that was set back in 2001 and got re-upped over in 2007. So just I just want to see, you know what I mean, what y'all think about that, you know what I mean, if it's right or wrong, or do y'all think that they have a right to do that, just, you know what I mean, based off of, you know what I mean, keeping you, you know what I mean, you safe from another terrorist attack.
Go ahead, Mr. Righteous, you up.
I mean, I don't have no issue with it. I mean, because the whole purpose of them, and I did hear about it, the whole purpose of them is to try to intercept more people trying to do the terrorist attack type thing, because now it's not even more so people coming from like Al-Qaeda or anything. It's more so people from our own soil, or even came into our home soil, either grew up here or got a visa here, started going to school here, and then feel like they need to retract and go back to their roots, and then they start, you know, searching for stuff, and then like people and searching for stuff, getting into these groups, and then knowing that they already here, they can just go ahead and build something and blow something up, or even people in our own soil, nutty people in our own soil, you know, decide they want to just blow some stuff up, and they just searching stuff, how to make bombs on YouTube, or how to make stuff, just to be on a precaution side, you know what I'm saying, because somebody going to say, I want to search how to make bombs. Now they know where to go to find this person who want to make bombs, and they question, why you want to make bombs? Why are you going to make bombs? You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't bother me none, as long as they ain't sharing my information to a bunch of people, as long as they keeping it concealed. But one thing that one person made a point this morning when they were talking about on radio is, what happens if they was the so-called, was to turn it over to the states? What happened to what will happen to the dumb drug dealers, yo? That be making deals over phones and over internet, yo. You going down, sucker.
Right. Yeah. What you think, Beach Bum Gun?
I mean, it don't bother me. I'm just mad that if they doing all this searching and monitoring, they can't tell me what's the good porn site so I stop getting viruses. I figure if you collected all this information, you know the sites that people are watching, then I need an email that lets me know what porn sites I can get on that it won't give me a virus. Because obviously they know.
Why don't you just go to the store and just buy it, man, so you won't have no virus.
Yeah,
go buy
DVDs,
man.
Son, you never know when you get into the porn mood, yo. Your wife give you that look that she want to try something new, yo. You just search for something new on porn, yo. You download it, like, let's try this, you know. And then sometimes you get a virus. The next thing you know, you don't even want to have sex no more because you got a virus on your computer. So, you know, you can't even get the bone in because you got to run that antivirus system now, you know. I need something to prevent that. I'm trying to get in the mood and get it in, you know. I ain't trying to run an antivirus just because I tried to throw some porn to get things popping.
I ain't think about antivirus. I said, won't you go to the porn store and just buy you some porn DVDs?
That's too much walking. I only need to put about 15 minutes, though. If I can get it for free, why buy it? I only need it for like 15 minutes, yo.
Yo, well, won't you put on your cable box, yo, and get it, yo?
Yeah, I'm not paying for that. Yo, porn is free. That's what the internet is made for. Internet was made for porn.
and
that's for the internet, yeah. For porn.
Stupid, yo.
Oh man. Yeah, you take a privacy conversation, right? The privacy conversation talking about porn. Yeah, that's classic. Classic off-ramp.
Tell me, get y'all pissed off and you want to see some new porn. And next thing you know, you get the blue screen of death or something. That's frustrating, you know.
Yeah.
And you can't click on the star button no more. Yeah, that's the worst virus, yo.
Checking your sources, yo. Step your virus game up, yo. Yeah.
Oh man, you're crazy.
It ain't
that
serious, yo.
So do you have a problem with the MX, yo?
I mean, to me, first of all, I just want to say, I went on my rant last week or a couple of years ago about people snitching, yo. I think that this is the same thing. Go back to that, yo. This joint has been highly classified program since 2007. So for 6 years. This has not been disclosed to the public. And all of a sudden now, you know what I mean, that now shit's starting to leak, yo. Like, I think people need to stop snitching, yo. They need to go to jail, yo. For real. Like, because honestly, you know what I mean, I don't have a problem with it, just to answer your quick question, but I do have a problem with it all of a sudden being disclosed now. Because what is that telling the terrorist cells that are currently in the United States. Don't search on Google. Don't search on YouTube. Don't search on this. Don't do this. Go hide an alias. Do something else. Like, we give up so much information to our enemies because somebody wants to break a news story. Like, it's so stupid to me. Like, this joint's from 2007. It's just coming out 6 years later. And now that it's out, what do you think? You think that people are going to keep on doing the same shit if I know that everything that I'm doing from these sites are going to be tracked? No, I'm going to go to a different site. I'm going to find some site. I'm going to set up mirror sites. I'm going to do something else, you know what I mean, to stop it from this going. Like, and even said, like, the NSA, they said NSA, like, 1 in 7 of their, like, intelligent reports have been used by this program. So that means, like, you know what I mean, like, they – like, it was huge. Like, it was a huge thing that they relied on, basically, for their intelligent reports. And now they're going to have to try to find some other program that's going to be kind of disclosed and then try to figure out another way to do it because, you know what I mean, basically this shit leaked. I just think that, you know what I mean, like, our society is kind of like, I don't know, like that news story, that first to break a story kind of crap, yo, and you snitching on, like, our actual secrets is... Like, I think they should be put to death or something, yo. Because you messing with my safety right now. I think you messing with my safety, yo. Like, and then the other part of it with the Verizon, like the Verizon phone record. So basically, you know what I mean, the judge signed off with the Verizon. So, like, every phone call you make. But it's only from, like, all it knows is, like, I called you. Like, I called, you know what I mean, you, Mr. Retro. So I called, like, Beach Bum Gump. But it doesn't know, like, anything else. And the only way that they go back into that is if, like, they capture me in an Al-Qaeda camp. And then they get my phone. They get my phone, and they'd be like, oh, this is his phone number. And then they'll go and compare it to the phone records. I don't have a problem with them seizing Verizon records because at the end of the day, you know what I mean, if I'm calling around and I'm a terrorist and they get my phone or I get captured, then, yeah, they should be able to use that information to figure out who I'm been talking to and all that other kind of stuff to track my whereabouts. Right. Maybe they get to the bigger boss, you know what I mean? So I think that's fine. I think all these right to privacy people and also some of those, I don't want the government tracking me, be the same people when the Boston shit happened, talking about what happened, why the government happened, why is this happening in Boston, you know what I mean? Like, so I think it's a double-sided sword when people be talking about they don't want their privacy invaded on because when shit happens and shit hit the fan, they be the same one crying louder about what the government do or how the government fail to stop this from happening. So
Man, it's just crazy, man. I mean, you're right about that because it's, I mean, although they got highly qualified, you know, computer technicians and stuff like that working for the government, man, it's just as many highly qualified cats out here that's just doing some underhanded stuff, man. The stuff that these people can come up with, yo, with these computers, yo, is ridiculous, man. Like, I don't even know where their brains come from to come up with this stuff. And like you said, man, they can figure out ways to make their IP address bounce all over the daggone world, man. And they got to trace every last step, yo. It's ridiculous,
right,
man. It's ridiculous, man, how they can do that stuff, man. Like, when I was working at the other job, yo, somehow they figured out how to take the strip off the back of people's credit cards and put it on their card. And when they swipe it, their information, that person's name on that card, their information come up, but you're really not pulling money from that card. You're pulling money from somebody else's card. And we got caught a couple times like that, yo. I said, yo, how are they doing that? And the police guy and the FBI guy came in and said, yeah, they pulling the strip, the back of the strip off your credit card and then masking it over top of theirs. Yo, I said, yo, that's fucking ridiculous, yo. That's ridiculous.
How you do that? Yeah, I need some shoes.
Yeah, that's straight identity out there.
Yo, man, these kids is nice with it, yo. They nice. They sit around, they come up with this stuff, man, and just put it to work, yo.
Yeah, they searched on YouTube. Yeah, that's what happened.
Somebody did that to me, yo. They better hope I never catch them, yo. Because if they get caught and I'm at the court office, I might judge. I don't even want that kid to go to jail, yo. Just give me about 20 minutes of them in the back room, yo. Let me show what an old school ass whooping feels like, yo.
You're going to be like the movie Identity Theft, go chasing them, huh?
Right. Yeah. We just watched that joint. Yeah, we just watched that joint. It's pretty funny, yeah.
Was it good? You know, it's the same guy, the Michael Bateman dude. You know, that's the same guy in that show, Arrested Development, Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
That's the same guy in that show, Arrested Development, which I swear is the funniest TV series I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, yeah, I love the Arrested Development, yeah.
Well, have y'all been watching a new one on Netflix?
Yeah, right?
Nah,
yeah, we watched a couple on Netflix last week.
Both of y'all talking at the same time right here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry,
my bad.
No, I said, we were watching a couple of them on Netflix last week.
So you watched the new ones?
No, but that's what I'm saying. We watched a couple of them. I think we watched one or two of the new ones on Netflix.
Son, if you get to, like, episode 4 or 5, yo, shit gets real.
Yeah.
Mr. Wright, did you ever see it?
Nah, I was just about to ask you how many seasons. I never even heard of it until, like, I saw somebody on YouTube crying, like, literally in tears because it was going to Netflix and it wasn't going to be on TV. So,
yeah, because,
like,
they made,
going nuts.
They made 4 seasons on regular TV, 3 seasons on regular TV, and it got canceled. Like, it wasn't popular. Like, you know, it was, like, all critically acclaimed and all that stuff. And it's one of them series. It's because it's one of them shows where you have to see the first episode. Like, you can't miss
right.
a show and expect to pick it up and understand. So, like, if you go on Netflix, if you're bored, like, if you start with the first season, like, the first two episodes, you're like, this is all right. Yo, by the time you get to that 5th and 6th episode, yo, you're going to be crying and laughing, yo, because it's like watching a comedy Quentin Tarantino movie. Like, it starts off all over the place, and then they start tying together the longer the season goes, and it just gets crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, that is true, because I didn't see – I picked in, like, the last – like the 4th season, or whatever the final season was, and I would watch it with Marisol, and she – and I didn't get it. Yeah, I was like, yo, this is dumb. You know, like, why is this, like, happening? And usually be all lost and shit. So, and then I finally watched, like, the pilot when we were watching when we found the Netflix joints. And it does make a lot more sense. And I could tell why I didn't like it if you didn't watch the first season, why you wouldn't understand it in season 4.
Oh, that's crazy. I think I'm going to have to get into it, yo, because I actually, when it was showing the commercial for the new season that's going to be on Netflix, yo, one of the scenes that they played, I was cracking up, yo. I was like, yo, that was kind of funny,
yo,
man.
You got to see the first season, yo, and tell me when you get to the never knew part. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about because you're going to be crying and laughing, yo.
You said it's four seasons before the last one, so it's total 5.
Yeah, it's total 5. It was before.
Okay.
Total 4. The 4th one is now, like, streaming on Netflix.
Okay.
But they have all
the
seasons on there. Huh?
I said, I wonder why they did that. That's kind of weird.
What?
But whatever. I said, I was just wondering, like, why would they do that?
Do what?
Just put it on Netflix instead of putting it on TV, leaving it on TV.
Netflix gave them the most money. So about that cake, yo. They gave Ron Howard a couple million dollars to do the season on just straight Netflix, and they're going to make a movie of it.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Can't be mad at that, you know. You go where that paper is, man. You cannot be mad at that at all. So.
What else you got, Max? What's on your mind, Chief?
That was it. Yeah, it was a privacy thing. I sent out a joint to look with the maps and joined all the email. Yeah, it was pretty funny too. Yeah, but the privacy thing was just easy. I just wanted to see what y'all thought about the whole privacy stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of people talking about it.
What'd you say about the email?
The maps, about the different dialects. We talked about it already on the email. Yeah, and it's kind of hard to do on the radio show because you got to see the maps that we talked about. About how people, look
similar.
Yeah,
I saw that. That's always
fucking
funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, y'all saw them as a weird. But I got a question. We only got about 10 minutes left, so I got a couple topics, y'all. I want to talk about man laws. So we all watched the Miami Heat lose to the San Antonio Spurs the other night. Dick Vitale tweets to Eva Longoria, "Your ex-husband is awesome." Who did?
Is that Dick Vitale tweeted to Eva Longoria, "Your ex-husband is awesome." Is that a violation of man law?
He's fine. Wow. He's talking about his performance.
Oh, that's close, yo. Yo, why would you do that, yo? What's wrong with this kid?
I don't know, because, I mean, it's paying a compliment. If you just say, like, you know what I'm saying, your ex-husband is awesome, I guess, in terms of basketball player.
She don't want to hear that, yeah.
Well, she
yeah, like, well, his new girl might not want to hear that.
Huh?
That his new Tony Parker new girl might not want to hear that. That's like me being next to you saying, "Yo, your old girl got a fat ass. Your wife will stab me in my neck."
Right.
Well, I mean, that's because you're complimenting on another chick about her behind. He's just complimenting on him about his basketball play. I don't think he's complimenting on him because how he looks or what he does. He's just complimenting on his basketball play. Because that was a heck of a shot. That buzzer beat, y'all.
Yeah, and the reason why I brought this up is because y'all know I have a baby shower. I had a great baby shower in New Jersey. Thanks again, Mr. Righteous, for the hospitality. So then we're going to take the off-ramp show on the road to M Extra Crib for a baby shower. And I got a friend, my man, K Black, wherever he at, what up? His ex-girlfriend texted me about the baby shower. And she wants to know why she wasn't invited. And I simply told her I got her ex-boyfriend in a divorce. I didn't get her. And I didn't want it to be uncomfortable. Now, her new boyfriend is one of my female friends, one of my best friends, brother's girlfriend now. Okay.
Girlfriend.
Her new boyfriend is one of my best friend's brother.
Okay.
So, like, so I can't invite her. That's a violation of man law.
Yeah, that's bad. That's bad right there. That's bad.
Yeah, you can't do it.
Nah, that's bad, bro. That's bad.
Yeah, you got to stay out of it altogether, yeah.
Now, she's been to my house. She's ate my food. She's slept over here. She's been a welcome guest. And she's bought drinks. She's bought food. And she's been a very, very good friend to being my wife. And just because, you know what I mean? Like, so now it puts me in an awkward position because
you could just say, I mean, Just like anything else, you know what I'm saying? Like, just like if you don't know, well, do you know? You know the dude? Well, of course you know the dude because you know the sister. Yeah, that's
I say it's K Black, yo.
I'm talking about the boyfriend. So you know the boyfriend then?
Yeah, I know him.
Oh, okay. So you can't even say, I don't know him.
Oh, see,
so you can come, but you can't bring him.
Nah, we ain't that cool anyway. Like, I'm more cool with his sister.
Okay, so then you'd be like, you can come, but you can't bring him because you know K Black is going to be there, so I don't want it to be no awkward situations.
Right.
That's all.
So you think I could invite the girl, but not her boyfriend? What if K Black bring a chick?
Yeah,
K Black got
a chick.
That man African. He probably got six wives by now.
I don't think he would bring a chick, though. I don't think he would bring a chick, yo.
Okay, but
either way, it'd still be awkward, yeah.
Yeah.
Yo,
it's going to be awkward even if you get them two, yo.
Yeah, hey, just hold up. Mr. Righteous, I've known K. Black for a while. He's probably going to bring a chick, and she's probably going to be white and out of control.
Oh, shit.
I don't know, though. He may not, though. He may not just because of where it is, though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he probably not. He probably won't. Just because, you know, who could be there.
But, I mean, I haven't. I mean, I told her she couldn't come, but should I just say, yeah, you can come, but you just can't bring nobody? Then it gonna look like to her boyfriend, who I do know, like, I know this dude.
Mm-hmm.
You
isn't,
know what I mean? It looks funny to him.
Well, his sister's coming, though, right? So,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. She coming.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. I think it's just all awkward, yeah. Just tell me you don't want no problems, yeah. I don't want no problems either, yeah. Just go ahead and keep that away.
like, I kind of want to invite it just so it could be bad awkward. So I could be like, hey, 6 months ago, you two were humping, and now you two are humping.
You know what? That whole situation, right, they was talking about that on the radio, right? They said this dude, right, he went to his family's barbecue with his side John and left his wife at home. But, his boys. He went to his boys' family barbecue with his side piece and left his wife at home. But the boy knew his wife, and they were all cool. So they were saying, like, should the boy have said something to the dude? Or so he just left it alone, yo.
Nah, you say something to the dude, but you don't say nothing to the wife. Like, if one of y'all were acting up, I'd check one of y'all. I'd be like, yo, man, you sure you want to do this? Like, I'm not getting involved in your relationship. I wouldn't die. I wouldn't snitch on y'all because, like M. Extra said, I don't want him to be a judge and kill me for snitching. But I'm definitely checking one of y'all. Like, yo, man, get your shit together. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I understand, you know, why it's getting on our fucking nerves, but you know what I mean? Like, come dolo. You know what I mean? Come by yourself like the rest of us do and just go beat off later by yourself.
But see, that's the thing, though. What if you don't know? You know what I'm saying? He just potlies up and, yo, you coming to the barbecue? Yeah, I'm coming there. And then he shows up with another joint and it's not his wife.
I'm pulling you to the side. I'm like, yo, what the fuck are you doing?
Right. Yeah, you can pull him up and ask him, you know what I mean, what's going on, but. Yeah, yeah.
Especially if it's my house.
Yeah.
You ain't putting no chick here.
But that was the thing. It was like, do you pull him to the side and say something to him, or do you tell a wife?
What would y'all do?
I'm pulling you to the side, man. Because, I mean, either way, because I always know, and it never happens that way. Even if you say something, to the other person, they're going to be mad at you because you're thinking you're breaking up a happy home. And if you don't say something, they're going to be mad at you. So you know what? I'm just going to say something. Since you're right there with the other girl, I'm going to say something like, yo, man, you got to go somewhere else with this. Either you take her home or you got both of y'all got the rule because I'm not dealing with none of this. Ain't nobody coming to my house tearing up nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then I don't want to be driving in my car, you know what I'm saying, and we together somewhere. And I get out the car, come out, my window's busted because I was involved. They're going to automatically think I was involved anyway, so it don't even matter, but still. That's why you ain't say something. If I said something, you wouldn't believe me. And if
yeah,
I don't say that, you
ain't mad at me. It's just bad all around. I just say you stay out of it. You know, just,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, but I will pull y'all to the side. Like, yo, it ain't cool because, I mean, everybody at the party, especially if it's my family and they know you. And then they know you was married, then they're definitely going to be looking like, oh, my God, he's really serious?
So, man, that's a lot of shit, man. So,
I was watching the situations, yo.
Yo, speaking of man law, yo, so I was watching the show. I forgot what it was called. It was on MTV, yo. They said.
Guy Cole.
Guy Cole.
Guy Cole, yeah. Did y'all see that joint?
Shit.
Yeah, they were talking about man's best friend. It was like, yo. You know what I mean? It was like, yo, if you're a man and you got a choice to pick a dog or a cat, you know, a dog is a man's best friend, but a nickname for a cat is a pussy. So which one do you pick? Do you pick the man's best friend or a pussy? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can go either way with a cat or a dog.
Yo, I'm a grown man. I ain't holding no cat, yo.
Yo. True story, a girl asked me to choose between her and Hennessy, yo.
Mm. I obviously chose Hennessy.
Yeah, you know, she didn't have
true.
A shot. Yeah, that was the bad part. She didn't have a shot winning that battle, yo. But she honestly told me, she's like, yeah, if this is going to work, you know, I don't like dogs. I'm kind of allergic. You know, we're going to have to get rid of Hennessy. And I was like, yeah, he's not going anywhere. And she's like, you really gonna choose your dog over me? I was like, yeah, he was before you. And then she was like, man, you fuck me. And I was like, you know, we can be cool, man. We don't have to have sex anymore. I'll find someone else. Down here, yo. Know?
That's crazy, yo.
Yeah, that's
wow.
That's a hell of a choice. That's a hell of a choice.
I didn't like her anyway, yo. She always cooked, though. That's the only reason why we got cool, you know?
Oh,
but,
man.
Yeah, that's it for tonight, man. Good talking for the week, y'all. I'll catch y'all next week live on the off ride. MX Money, Mr. Right.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round and try to shut